The following is a paid advertisement. The opinions, viewpoints, and promises made during the following program are not those of KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like
good
a fool.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're ready to legal rock and roll for you. Our telephone number, 303-713-8255. And welcome to all of our listeners, simulcast listeners, KRDO in Colorado Springs, welcome. And also KEZZ 94.1 FM in Steamboat Springs. We're glad you're here in KRAI in Craig, Colorado, and right here in Denver, 6:30 a.m. KHOW. Thank you for being our listeners for so many years. We're glad to have you. You know, we talk about a different injury subject each week, and many times we talk about non-injury subjects, but we also are always available here to help you. All you have to do is give us a call, and we're going to ask some of you to give us a call on today's subject. Now, we didn't forget that we didn't finish hit and run last week, and we're going to try to finish it up at the tail end of this show if we have enough time. But this show is on the commercial trucking chain laws and passenger snow driving conditions regulations by the Colorado Department of Transportation, by the Colorado Legislature, and what is happening. And I tell you, listen, you know, if you were in an accident with a big rig, if you were in an accident with a vehicle, a car rear-ended you, they violated a statute. So before we get too far into this subject, I want you to think about it and frame it in your mind this way. When somebody runs a red light and T-bones you, they violated a statute and an ordinance. They ran a red light. So insurance companies, as we have taught you for all these years, really don't want to pay you at all. They don't want to pay you full and fair compensation. They fight you. Okay, but eventually they have to in one way or another give it up, because if you can prove that they're insured, the one who hit you, the one that was at fault, if you can prove they're insured violated some statute, red light, rear-ending you, speeding, drunk, then you're a leg up on the insurance company. You can't just say to them, I got rear-ended, pay me. It doesn't work. Although the TV commercials seem to make it work that way, it doesn't work that way. So Gary, why are you going on about this? Why? Because let's go over to the commercial truck driving chain laws. If you're hit by a big rig, good lawyers always look for violations. Why? To help you. Violations may be with the logs. Are they up to date on their logs? Were they accurate with their logs? Were they driving over their limit? Were they on prescription drugs, non-prescription drugs? Were they taking little white pills? On and on, okay? So now when you do that, and it's winter driving, and so Brad, let's kind of kick this off. We have a statute in Colorado, 2 years old now, from September 1st to May, the end of May every year, there's a chain law in effect for certain roads, highways, usually federal and state highways. And let's talk about commercial trucks.
Well, we do have a law, and, you know, as you said, it starts September 1st. It goes to May 1st, so it's in effect right now. And so, you know, the truckers are supposed to have chains, period. End of sentence, really. But the idea is, do they use them? And when they use them, sometimes that helps, sometimes that doesn't. Most of the time it's going to help. It's going to help avoid the problem. You know, we're spoiled right now in October here in Denver. We haven't been getting that much snow, but it's coming. It's up in the mountains already. Chain laws are required. The truckers are required to take chains with them. The question is, do they actually get out and use them and put them on their tires?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know, Justin, this law that we got in Colorado, it was meant to stop all these commercial trucks from jackknifing, stopping traffic. It's a big problem. And what's your take on this?
Well, I think one of the main issues with the truckers, especially those not maybe familiar with Colorado, is the trucking industry is incentivizing the truckers to get to their destinations faster, which ultimately means they may even have the chains with them, as Brad said, but they may just not even care if they stop, take the time and to put them on, and they just keep blowing through, and next thing you know, they're jackknife on the freeway. So we've got to understand that the trucks are incentivized to get to those destinations quicker and faster, and whatever takes them, you know, off the road to chain up, that becomes a big problem.
Well, Justin just said a lot, because we've done trucking cases for years. You can call Bell and Pollock anytime you've been involved with a big rig, and you better call somebody fast. We've done it. We've got experience. But our experience has taught us, right, that trucking companies, you may not know this, they have a whole team of experts ready to go when there's a trucking accident. They want to get on the site, on the scene, like 8, 9, 10 people, engineers, human factors experts, accident reconstructionists, lawyers. So you've got to move. You can call Bell and Pollock. But look here, he just said one thing we look for. Justin just brought it up. Great point. They incentivize them to move it, move the product. And so we always, always look at the logs. We always look at the destination. We always look from where they were dispatched, right? We always look at that. You know, Brad, it's astounding to look at the statistics. So far, how long, guys, are we into the chain law? A month? A little bit over a month?
Right.
September 1?
Right.
Okay. All right. There's been 302 citations. 302. 302 citations issued by the State Patrol and some by the Vail Municipal Authority Police. 143 of them for chain law violations and 159 of them for failing to stop at the ports. You know what? You fail. You're driving your truck. It's a mandatory stop now, and so they catch them. These truckers just drive on by, and so you can't just drive on by. And when they do, they run them down, and they did it. But you know, you might ask, well, what is Vail doing this? Because it always happens on Vail Pass. Vail Pass has the higher incident of trucking problems, jackknife trucks, traffic being stopped. You know, and then astoundingly, it's been reported by the Colorado State Patrol that when, and I think Brad said it a minute ago, when they pull them over, a lot of the truckers don't even know how to put the chains on.
Right. Well, you know, they talk about at least 80% of the truckers out there are carrying chains with them. But about 40% or half of that 80%, they don't ever use them. They don't bother to use them.
Well, they don't know how to use them.
And as Justin said, as you said, they get deadlines. They don't know how. And then there's a huge amount that don't know how to use them. Now, the question you've got is, who's responsible for putting a trucker out on the road that's going to drive the Colorado Mountains in the snow in the wintertime, and putting a trucker out there who doesn't know how to put chains on the tires? You know, we know the trucker's probably responsible, because the trucker's going to see those big blinking signs that says chain law in effect, chain law in effect, chain law in effect. But the question you're going to get is who's responsible at the very beginning, before you put them on the road, to say, do you know how to put chains on? And to make sure they do, not just hear the trucker go, oh, yeah, I know how to put chains on, but to actually put them on. But I'd be willing to bet you half our listeners don't know how to put chains
on. I'm beginning to see your point, Brad. It sounds like you're making a closing argument over here. A really good point. We're going to get into passenger cars. When you get in your passenger car to go up to the mountains, September to May, what are your requirements? And Justin's going to address that when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Today, we're talking about the chain law in Colorado. We're talking about commercial vehicles. We're talking about your passenger vehicle. When you put your family into the car and off you go. Well, maybe you need to know how to go and how you should off you go. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson, a proud part of Bell and Pollock. And we're ready to legal rock and roll for you, like we've done every Saturday for literally years. If you want to ask us any question, you can call us at 303-713-8255. And don't forget about our one-hour-long Champions of the People Injury Show. This is in addition to all of our many thousands of half-hour shows, podcasts that you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts. We have one called Legal Injury Hub. You want to know about neck injuries? Legal Injury Hub. You want to know about back injuries? Legal Injury Hub. Or, you know, the easy way to do it is just go to this fantastic website, steamboatradio.com. It's an informative website. I mean, just give it a try. Steamboatradio.com, and we have our podcast right there. And our Champions of the People Injury Show today on KOA at 10 o'clock, 8:50 a.m. That's 10 to 11. It's your injury claim and your insurance. We teach you about your injury claim. We teach you about insurance. We teach you how the two come together, how they're fused together, and how to navigate the insurance maze to become successful on your injury claim. Simple as that. And no, you don't get $143,000 in 2 minutes. And no, you don't get $12,000 in 2 minutes. You have to have a legal game plan. You have to earn it. To have one, you have to figure out how you're going to approach the case. Each case is different. Today we're talking about snow, and we're talking about trucking, and we're talking about passenger cars, and we're talking about the Colorado law with regard to that. So you cannot just assume, well, it's September, October, November, whatever. I'm going to put the family in the car. We're going to go skiing today. The ski resorts are open. We'll celebrate Thanksgiving. We'll celebrate Christmas. In between, all over the board, and not pay attention to the passenger law. So, Justin, what do you got for us on passenger cars when they get in their car and they start heading up into the mountains?
Yeah, so think about it from small vehicles, passenger cars, trucks, two wheels. So let's just take an average family driving an SUV. What do you got to have? What are the traffic law basics, right? So think of it as like you... Let's talk about the tires first. You need to have either a mud and snow tire rating and at least a 3/16 inch minimum tread on the tire. Or you need to have a winter tire with that snowflake icon or an all weather rated tire of the same depth. Now, how do you know if you have these, you know, let's say you have the snow tires. How do you know if the tread is deep enough? Well, there's always the quarter test that you can do. And that's where you can take that, you know, just take a quarter and stick it in the tread. And if the eagle head is covered, you should be legal. And if it's not, then replace the tire. And I've always had this general belief that tires are easier to replace than a damaged vehicle. So sometimes I'm more overly cautious, where I'll replace the tires well in advance of them being worn out, just because better tread just makes you're safer. And in addition to that, you need two chains on two or more drive tires or an approved alternative traction device for the two or more drives. So what you can kind of do is to have a check of, okay, how are my tires? And, you know, just drive down to the local tire shop as well, Big O Tire, Discount Tire, whatever. And if you don't know, just have them check and say, hey, are my tires legal, right? That's an easy check on the tires. And then you can always get these, if you don't know how to put the chains on, those, the auto socks, which are kind of fascinating if you've never really paid attention to what an auto sock is. It's actually a material. It's made of textile that it's pretty easy. You just put it right over the tire halfway on, and then you drive your car forward, and then you just wrap up the other piece of it. So it's super easy. And they're actually made of this textile that will stick to the ground, almost like Velcro. And they're just as secure as is chains. So, one, you've got to have the right tire, either mud and snow or winter tire, and then you've got to have at least two chains or two alternative for every drive line, right? So if you have a two-wheel drive, you need at least two. And then if you're a little uncomfortable with the chains, then you can go with these auto socks or something, these alternative traction devices.
Well, you raised an interesting subject about these ATDs, alternative traction devices. But first of all, I think somebody might be asking, you know, sitting at home, will say, wait a minute, you guys. And I'm going to throw this one your way, Brad. Wait a minute. I have an all-wheel drive. I have a four-wheel drive. You guys must have lost your mind this morning. I don't need chains. What does the law say about chains on, you know, an all-wheel drive? And you know, there's choices that you make. All-wheel drives, if you have a certain tread depth, then they're going to be satisfactory in most conditions.
Well, sure, they're going to. This is all about tread depth on tires. It's all about how the tires are going to meet the road and how they're going to control the vehicle when the tire is on the road, whether it's an all-wheel drive or a two-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive or any other kind of wheel drive. That talks about how you power your vehicle through the snow, but it doesn't talk about the traction you have on the ground. And you've got to worry about the traction. You know, when you're using all-wheel drive vehicles, then, you know, you're going to install tire chains. You got to put them on all four wheels. Let me tell you, that's what an all-wheel drive tells you. That ensures optimal traction and stability in winter conditions. So, you know, you've got to think about it when you're doing it. You know, as Justin said, you can measure the tread. You know, my local discount tire allows me to drive up, get all my tires, the right pressure in all my tires, and measures the tread for me. And they have a person come out when I drive up into that line, and they do that for everybody who's in that line and checks their tires. This is not a hard thing to do to know what's going on. The hard thing to do is you've got to come to this conclusion. You know, in the lower elevations in Colorado, most of the time, they're not going to require you have chains as long as you have good snow tires or traction tires. But you've got to come to the conclusion that I'm going to buy the good traction tires. Now, if you decide you're going to be going up to the mountains all the time, then there are chain laws, and you've got to abide by the chain laws.
Exactly, and I'm looking at this map, the mandatory map. I mean, if you're going to drive on I-70, bingo, just figure it automatically, it works. I mean, it applies, right? No questions. Don't look for exceptions. Just comply. If you're driving on I-25, it applies. You know, and even though it's flat, we say it's flat, it's not in the mountains, does not matter, folks. It applies on I-25. And even, you know, there's a lot of truck traffic, as everybody knows, on I-76, you know, heading northeast out of Denver. A lot of it. I mean, if you've driven that road, a lot of it, and it's required right there as well. I mean, because there is a lot of big rig truck traffic, loads, 18-wheelers traveling that route. Period. Paragraph. Done. So you have to comply. And so don't think that you can just get away with it. But Justin brought up a great point. I mean, he'd rather pay the money for the tires than a damaged car, maybe an accident, whatever. Yes, of course. I mean, there's some of those prices you pay forever, and you never get paid back for injuries. They just seem to linger on forever. You know, I got a family member. I usually don't talk about family, but I got a family member. He buys snow tires. Every time they come up with something brand new, I told him, you bought a pair of snow tires less than a year ago. I know, but they've got this new snow this, snow that, snow this. He's got the latest of everything, so he follows Justin's pattern quite well. I want to talk some more, Justin, about these alternative traction devices. They're kind of fascinating. You talked about the sock. Have you ever used one of those? Seen them? What do you think?
No, I've never have, and I'm actually, I grew up in Utah, so I was always of the chain mindset. But as soon as the auto stocks came out, I looked at these, and I'm like, you know, these are great for, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people out there driving from teenagers to, you know, just anyone that's just kind of afraid. Because sometimes if you think about it, the chains can kind of be intimidating, right?
Right.
Because you got these heavy metal pieces that you got to know how to put them on, and they look kind of intimidating. Almost like, hey, I'm not a mechanic. I don't know how to do that. But the auto sock, it's almost like a booty, right? You ever gone into a home that's listed for sale and they make you put those booties on your shoes?
Yeah, right. That's a great example.
Like that,
right.
You just put that right over your tire. And it almost looks like, wait a minute, how is this even going to work, right? It just looks like this piece of, like a booty that's sitting on my tire. And the technology is fascinating where it will actually, it's the textile facilitates and absorbs and wicks away the water between the ground and the tire, thereby maximizing the dry grip friction. And as that tire is making contact with the road, with that auto sock, the more it's used, the hairier the substance becomes, and it's even more beneficial, and that hair starts to penetrate even more and connects the tire directly to the surface of the snow, which increases the traction. And so if you're like driving around right now and you don't have any chains or any of anything in your trunk, I would just, you know, I'm not a spokesman for them, obviously, but you could just go to autosock.us and they're approved in all 50 states. That's the other great thing about it. And they're pretty small. It's not a big deal. You just throw them in your trunk. And, you know, if you run into a problem, they're super, super easy to get on compared to the chains, which, you know, anytime we had to put the chains on, I just remember it was a pain in the butt. It was muddy and snowy, and it just got dirty and wet. And so for me, the auto sock was a game changer. And I think if you're driving around in Colorado, just get a pick, put a pair of these in the trunk and be prepared. Cause like Brad said, it's not about four wheel drive, right? It's about, does the tire create enough friction with the road to drive and maneuver? And that's where all these big rigs run into problems is the tires just, they slip. And you've seen it when you're driving in the snow and all of a sudden your tire just starts spinning, and even if you're in a four-wheel drive. So that's the great thing about the auto socks. They're super, they're easy, they're not intimidating, and anyone can put them on.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the old days where sometimes even in the snowstorm you had to jack your car up to put the heavy chains on, and then sometimes they start banging your hubcap and you had to nail them down, whatever. So we'll get back to that, but so far we've taught you 2 points, one of which is we want you to be safe. We want you to be in compliance with the law. But the other one, I know what you remembered is, we'll cover it when we get back from the break. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson, we're here for you every Saturday. Be right back. All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're here for you every Saturday, and we just love doing this show for you. You know, we talk law on the show, not politics. From day one, we invented this show. From day one, it was going to be a law talk show. We weren't going to talk politics. There's plenty of places you can go to rail against the other side, whatever side you're on, but not here. It's refreshing. A show that talks law. We cover your subject for you. I mean, we even covered short-term rentals one time in Steamboat Springs, short-term rentals in Breckenridge. What were the laws? What were the case law? You put short-term rentals into effect, are they legal? You know, we've tried to provide a community service to you for 25 years, and we've helped thousands of people. You can call us right now at 303-713-8255. What was the other thing we taught you today? Number one, we want you to be safe. We want you and your family to be safe, right? Number two, we taught you, if you're in an accident, it's not just going to be a, hey, I was hurt, pay me. It's not going to be, hey, I hurt my neck, pay me $75,000. You have to have a legal game plan. And it's not as it seems. You know, I get hurt one day, I get hurt on Friday, I get paid by Monday. No. By Monday, we may not even know what your injuries really, really are. I mean, if your injuries don't develop and they don't onset and they don't come to maximum medical improvement for 4 months, 6 months, 5 months, then how do you know what to do as a lawyer from day two, day one? You don't, right? Okay, we're talking about snow information. I think what we're going to do at Bell and Pollock, we're gonna post some safety tips for you on our website on the snow season, and we're going to try to cover this law. Maybe give you a couple of links to go to if you need a quick link to, if you want to figure out if you're in compliance. So look for that in the next, I would say, 2 weeks. We'll have that on our website, and then we'll meet the winter driving conditions, and there's a good place you can check out what you need to do and what you need to know. All right, Caitlin's Restaurant, you know it's open, and you know it's open for breakfast, lunch, and as I say all the time, you can have breakfast any time of the day. You can have lunch any time of the day. It's really great. And Brad, guess what? Tomorrow at 2 o'clock Greenwich Village time, that's what I always say. I like to say that. not standard time. I always say Greenwich Village. I love Greenwich Village. Whatever. Who cares? So it's going to be, I think, 7:30 Denver time for the Broncos to kick off and play. And that'd be a great time to be at Caitlin's for breakfast, man.
Now, here's the thing. You can go right down to Caitlin's Restaurant at 7:30 tomorrow morning. You can sit down there and you can watch the game. And you can have one of the best breakfasts you've ever had. All you got to do is go down to 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. That's Mississippi and Colorado Boulevard. Just go little east to Colorado Boulevard on Mississippi. And off to your left, you're going to see Caitlin's Restaurant. Yeah, you can go down there at 7:30. You can have the game on. You can enjoy the game. You can watch. Or if that's a little too early for you, you can head down there at halftime and get yourself into the restaurant and sit down and eat and enjoy it. Or you can go down today. You can go down right now. I mean, you know, it's 7:30. Folks, head on down. If there's a football game on, it'll be on. But I don't think there's one on right now.
No, I don't think so either. But you can go both days. But tomorrow is one of the coolest days because the Broncos are starting 7:30 in the morning. And if you're an early riser or whatever, you can be there. Or if, you, as Brad said, you want to go later in the game will still be on.
Yeah, go down today and go out on the deck, folks. I mean, it's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. As a matter of fact, I didn't like having to come into the radio station to have to work today because I'm going, you know, I wanted to say that we see all these commercials of TV lawyers, TV right, lawyers, TV right. lawyers. There's only one law firm that I know of in Colorado that has for the last 30 years, have we been doing this 30 years?
I'd say 25 to 30. I forgot. I could be a little off one way or the other.
25 to 30 years. It gets on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock and talks to you about ways to protect yourself, ways to preserve your claims, ways to pursue your claims, educates you. You hear them all. You know, I can tell you, folks, we've made millions of dollars for our clients. We get your case settled fast. We get it settled in the right amount of time because sometimes cases don't need to be settled fast. Other times they do. But we get your case taken care of promptly. We're available for you and we'll give you advice. And if you don't want to just call our office for advice, wait till Saturday morning. Call Saturday morning at 7 o'clock and ask for advice. We'll give it to you. We'll tell you what things you need to know.
It's in our blood. It's in our DNA. You got to figure that out by now. You name for me another law firm that has done a show in the community service, and I'll be glad to eat my words. But I'm telling you what, we care about you. We care about your family. And we educate and advocate. So we've done it, and we're still doing it, and we want you to be safe.
And we give you a legal game plan. Now, you know, you're not going to get a legal game plan down at Caitlin's. When you go down there, you're going to get a hamburger, or you're going to get pancakes, some of the best pancakes around, or you're going to get some other food. You know, their omelets are fantastic. They've got this thing called the Southern that you must try it. You must try it. That's my main go-to thing. And you can sit out on the deck or you can watch the games and you can enjoy yourself and have a nice, pleasurable experience.
And there's no snow traction devices required on the deck.
Snow traction.
We're all good there. All right, so we're talking about traction law today. If we have time, we're going to try to wrap up. I'm not sure we're going to have time to try to wrap up our hit and run from last week. We'll get it done because there's some important points that we didn't get to last week for that. But we're going to take a call right now, Mark from Broomfield. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? And what can we do for you?
Fantastic. I was just going to recommend if any of your listeners drive Subarus, I drive a Subaru, a 2021 Subaru Outback.
All right.
If you look at the owner's manual, they'll tell you if you use chains on the front wheels, front tires, and you make a turn, you'll tear the wheel wells out of your car because the clearance is not sufficient to handle the chains.
Well,
that's incredible advice.
That's fantastic to give.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with the law. If the law says you have to have one on every drive wheel, on a Subaru all-wheel drive, every wheel is a drive wheel. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but definitely check the owner's manual if you're going to install chains on an all-wheel drive Subaru.
Well, appreciate that. An all-wheel drive, if you have 3/16 inch tread depth, and under most situations, you're okay, so you don't need it. But then Justin was talking about the sock. Do you know whether the sock would be prohibited for your Subaru, sir?
I do not know. I know they're legal in Colorado, the auto sock. I would definitely check with Subaru before putting anything on those wheels to make sure it won't damage the car. One last quick comment.
Yes, sir.
All-wheel drive is in Colorado or anywhere else is great on snow, but if you get on ice, especially clear ice that you can't see, all-wheel drive isn't going to help. You're going to slide all over. So traction devices really help on ice.
You know something, Mark? What a great call. What an informative call. But you just brought up a subject that we were going to get to in the last quarter of an hour. But you're on the phone, so let's talk about it right now.
Okay.
You take drivers, and I'm probably guilty of this myself. I don't know. But you think, well, I got four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, so I can go as fast as I want. I can do whatever I want. I can turn, I can accelerate, I can stop, no problem. Well, that's a problem, right?
Yeah, just go to any. I had a job for transportation where I drove all over the country.
Right.
And in Ohio, in California, I was up in the mountains, and we ran small shuttle buses that were about 40 feet long.
Right.
And you would see on hills someone going up a hill, and they lose traction, and they start sliding backwards, and it's usually a four-wheel drive pickup truck, and the owner thinks, well, I've got four-wheel drive. It'll work fine on ice, and it does not. You still need the traction devices.
Incredible call. Mark, thank you so much. You have a great Saturday, sir.
And Mark, listen to this after you get off. I just looked it up. It says alternative traction devices for Subaru owners. There are several options available that enhance vehicle traction, and it says the Auto Sock, the Easy Socks, and Spikes Spider. So, Mark's dead on. You can't use the chains. Get the Auto Sock or get the Easy Socks. And as Justin says, we're not spokesmen for anybody, folks. We're spokesmen for Bell and Pollock. What we're doing is we're trying to make sure that you're safe out there on the roads. And I have a 16-year-old that will be driving in the snow for the first time.
What part of town do you live in?
You're not going to come near it.
No.
You don't want to. And he's going to be out there on the road for the first time. And you know what? We're going to go get him some good snow tires. And, they predict the average first snow in Colorado in the Denver area is October 18. So guess what happens this weekend or next weekend at the Pollock family?
Well, I think I've got a good guess here.
We get some snow tires on that car.
All right. Well, so you know, that's a great thing on the Subaru, but you got to drive according to conditions. Justin's right. Brad's right. You got to talk about traction rather than I just have four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. Right, you can't just drive any way you want to. You have to drive according to the conditions. And just because you have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive does not mean you can drive any way you want to. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're so glad to be here. We're so glad you're here with us. After the break, we're going to be talking about alternative traction devices, and if any of you have any experience with these, because we're going to be talking about different ones like Alpha Trax, the product name Auto Sock, Easy Socks, etc. and the manufacturers. If you have any experience, we want to hear from you so we can educate our listeners, and you probably can educate us, right? Which we appreciate so much. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate, and we will be right back. All right, grab your legal coffee and your legal bagel. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. For you folks in Colorado Springs, KRDO today, 11 o'clock to noon, 1 hour, Champions of the People Injury Show. And the topic is settlement of your injury case. Wouldn't you like to know the ins and outs? Wouldn't you like to know how insurance companies really settle and value your case or try not to value your case? Well, listen to our 1 hour long Champions of the People Injury Show, KRDO, and that's 105.5 FM and 1240 AM, both, right there in Colorado Springs. And so welcome to all of our listeners. We're talking about vehicles today. We're talking about the traction law in Colorado. And what are the 2 points now? We wanted you to be safe. We've covered that. What are you going to do for your tires? What are you going to do to comply with the law? Number two, what do we say at the very top of the show? If you're going to make an auto injury claim, any kind, I don't care, passenger bicycle, motorcycle, big rigs, and we represent a lot of people injured by big rigs. If you're going to make the claim, good attorneys investigate. Good attorneys don't settle a case from Friday night to Monday morning. Good attorneys investigate and investigate your injuries and give you a legal game plan. Yeah, Gary, we heard you say that before, but what's your point? Point is this. With an at-fault party, if you can find, it's simple, or not so simple, if you can find a violation of an ordinance, a violation of a statute, your miles ahead are putting enough pressure on the insurance company to pay you legitimate, fair compensation for your injuries. Example, don't call the other guys. Call us on a big rig truck accident. We have years of experience. One of those would be that we would investigate the trucker. Guess what? If the logs aren't up to date, we're going to use that in your favor. If the driver's way over on the time required under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations, we're going to use that in your favor. And what are we talking about today? If the driver, if it was a snow-related, ice-related collision, a jackknife up in the mountains, no lost traction, hits your car, I mean, it's terrifying. Then we're going to use the violation of the Colorado traction law in your favor to put pressure on the insurance company. Thinking about it just 1 minute. If you tell the insurance company your driver violated four ordinances and two statutes and one federal statute for logs being driving in non-compliance with the logs and non-compliance with the statute, what do you think? Compared to saying to the insurance company, your driver was negligent, hit us, we want to be paid, pay us. All right, so let's talk about some alternative traction devices. You know, Justin, in the old days, we had these old clinky chains. You had to lay them out. You had to either jack your car up, put the chain on the car, and then the chain was always too long, and it started banging on your hubcap, etc. And then they went to cable chains, and it made it more simple, but now they got the socks. You know, and so alternative traction devices include cable chains and a lot of these socks, auto socks, easy socks, and tire socks model, you know, and it's easier to use.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of going back to what the caller mentioned was some of these alternative traction devices or even chains may not be suitable or compatible with your vehicle, right? So
Right. Obviously
you're going to want to pick one, and that goes to the question, like, which one do you pick and how do you pick, right? Well, there's a lot of factors that go into these things. So, for example, obviously the type of vehicle that you're driving, that might play a huge impact, whether you're going to go with the traditional chain type or one of these alternative traction devices. And if you go with the chain, right, you've got to figure out, do you want the link chain? Do you want the cable chain or these chain alternatives? And when you're looking at this, there's the size and compatibility. It's the material and the durability. Chain, you know, the typical traditional chains, they're made of hardened steel, so they're gonna last longer. But then there's always, you know, pros and cons to them, right? you're going to compromise with, or you're going to make this decision, do I want traction or comfort, right? So even when you're going through these different types of choices that you're going to make, do I want something that's super loud, or do I want better braking and gripping? And how was the ease of installation of the type that I'm buying and what I'm going with? So you may end up, after you go through these this kind of analysis of what's going to work best for you and the car that you have, you may find that you're actually more suitable with the chain. Alternatively, you may find out that, you know, the way you drive and the conditions that you're going to be in, maybe you want these alternative traction devices. But here's the kind of the thought process that I have. No matter what you pick, and you keep talking about being safe, I think one of the challenges that we as drivers experience is the more the technology advances, the more that we think that we can continue to drive just like it's a hot summer day in the middle of, you know, downtown Denver on the freeway when nobody else is on the road. And the snowy and ice conditions have to change that, right?
Exactly.
Even if you have these alternative traction devices, slow down. You've got to slow down and give yourself plenty of distance, right? Even if with the best vehicles that are out there, you know, you can't see that black ice. And if you have that four-wheel drive, even with the super technology that these manufacturers are coming out with, slow down, avoid cruise control, and know how to brake, right? You want to brake suddenly and not just press and jam that brake down, and you want to steer smoothly. So anytime you have all of this going on, right? You've got your four-wheel drive in, you've got your traction device on, whatever that is, chains or this alternative, you also want to be aware that you're in different circumstances and you've got to drive accordingly.
All right, and we're up against the wall on time, so thank you for that. And if you ask any state trooper, he or she will tell you they can write you a ticket for not driving in accordance with the conditions. So don't think that you can't. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have 10 books there on different injury subjects. We give you all this information. We educate and advocate because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.